Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Another beautiful day here in, as we're going to be airing this in July, we're actually doing that ahead of time, but summer is here and we're having great weather in Colorado. How about you guys?
So enjoying. Yeah, so far, now like, we're taping this in June, like you said, but it's been beautiful. I'm so excited, and the forecast is sunny. We've had, you know, a little bit of rain here and there, but I am very hopeful that this is going to be a real summer because this girl is solar powered. So having a summer of sunshine and pool and beach weather is very important in my world.
Have you guys opened up your pool already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we opened it. Dan and I were in Niagara the end of May, but we opened it just before we left. So that it could go ahead and get going. And it looks like so far, like I said, this is June right now as we're taping, but so far it's a nice summer. We've had some fun taking the e-bikes out already. Haven't gotten my kayaks out yet, but Dan's supposed to take and put the racks on the top of my car this weekend so that I can get back out on the lakes. And I am an outdoor girl. I love when I can play outside. So, sorry for all the farmers who love when the rain comes. I'm the one praying for the sunshine.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. That, you know, by the way, this is funny. This is just really funny. When you think about prayer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a great example is, well, if your perspective, I need rain, I'm praying for rain.
Yep.
God, make it rain.
And I'm sitting over here saying, please, sunshine, God. And,
well, my perspective is sun, you know, pray it, sun, don't rain. And see, it's not about, this is what people need to understand. It's not about,
He's got more sway.
I take, God says I take sides with this. It's that I have a will.
Yes.
Both of you, it would be healthy if both of you just asked me what I'm going to do here. and then realize, so if I'm raining, which I'm going to have it rain, I can give you other things to still enjoy, you know.
And, right.
And so it's just, the whole thing's just interesting. So
it is funny. That being said, though, I think there is a place, I think sometimes we can get too fixated on, I simply need to pray his will, and we take out the sharing our own, you know, just like we speak truth to other people, our truth. I think it's a healthy place to speak our truth to God.
Oh, sure.
And you know, this is my heart's desire, God, give me some sunshine. But I'm yielding my desire to yours. What do you have to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it's absolutely okay to say, hey, this is what I really want to.
Well, yeah, because, and by the way, this is in Hebrews 10, 19 to 25, but it says, you have a privilege to come be with me in the throne room.
Yep.
I've released any requirement, just come on in. And then he says, come with an authentic heart.
Yes.
And that is, in the English says sincere, but the Greek is authentic. And just tell me everything that's on your heart, including my preferences,
right.
Or I would like it to see this way, or this is important to
right.
me. And the only beautiful thing about it is God said, well, great, let's talk about that.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
Let's process that. I'm glad that you're sharing that. By the way, I already know that.
Exactly.
And I'd love to deal with you, you know, with it. And again, there's some great examples, but when Paul was converted, you know, he lost his sight, and Christ said, go into the city, you'll have somebody come and lay hands on you and show you this, and your sight will return. So you go wait. Okay.
Right.
So he goes to wait, and then he talks to Ananias, who is a person in process of knowing God's voice. He's in the Word of God. He's processing. And Jesus, God goes to him and says, Ananias, you know, who, Lord, what do you want?
Right.
Dialogue. Yeah, I want you to go to the city and lay hands on Saul, mm-hmm. with the name Saul. He says, that's not a good idea. Do you know who you're talking about? I don't want to do that. I don't think this is a good idea. My preference would be no, and I really don't want to do that, and I just have a hard time with this. And God said, that's okay. Let me help you explain a few things to you. And he does, and he says, oh, okay, so he's really now a believer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's different now. Yeah. And by the way, Ananias, do you understand that it's not about how severe you are. It's about your heart now. I can save the worst people. And Paul's a bad guy, but he's been saved now. And I do mm-hmm. want you to go. And by the way, and he says, this is cool. He says, by the way, Saul is going to go to the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Ananias was the first person to hear that.
That's so cool.
How cool is that? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and then he learns all about the details of it. So see, God says, I don't mind, and I love that you're bringing this up, I don't mind that you're going to talk to me about what's really going on with you.
Yes.
Including, and a lot of people, you know, are mad at God.
Mm-hmm.
I think you caused me trouble. I don't get this. How come? Why has evil happened? How come these things happen? God said, I can handle that. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to share what's really going on with a heart to let me guide you to freedom, to guide right. you to truth, to guide you to your assignments and prayer. So it's a great reminder, particularly as we're talking about conflict, is that you're going to be angry about it.
Right.
Legitimately, I'm really angry about it. By the way, when I have people deal with this, the one thing I do is say, okay, write down the people
mm-hmm.
and go ahead and write out what happened.
Yes.
In other words, why are you upset about this?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a legitimate reason for that. Write it out. And now we're going to go talk to God. Remember forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You can talk with honor and respect. We're going to ask God the next question. What now would you have me do, given that this is the truth of the situation? And God says, I'll tell you what to do, particularly if there is an opportunity to invite them to process the truth. So let's talk about, we're now at that, go ahead.
I was just going to say, before we move on to that, you said something that I think is important to pay attention to there, that you'll have people actually stop and write things out. You'll write out what's going on. And I think that's an important thing for people to pay attention to just as a step, because writing forces clarity.
Yes.
A lot of times, and people will even say, well, I'm a verbal processor. And you can stay talking in your thoughts all the time. And really, until you have to slow down enough to write them, you don't necessarily catch what you're saying and thinking.
Right.
And so I do think there is something pen to paper that even if you're not somebody who is a visual learner or whatever, there's something about slowing your brain down long enough to take pen to paper that helps you to see things more clearly.
Yeah.
More
and,
clearly.
And then, by the way, and we've talked about this a lot, is that the body is really critical, so that as you're processing things, it's really helpful to have a spouse or your inner circle engage with you.
Mm-hmm.
And one clear way is to at least start with writing mm-hmm. what you believe is happening here, because then I can read it. And now I could ask you a question. We'll keep we'll keep verbally processing it, but if it's only verbal, we actually can circle around and never get anywhere.
Right, right.
So it is
important. We've been in conversations, all of us have been in conversations like that, where you sit and you talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, and it never gets anywhere, right?
Right. Yeah.
We know those. We know what they feel like.
Yeah. So now we're at a place where, okay, what do we do? So there's two possibilities here. One is I recognize, and God shows me, well, Rich, you actually offended somebody mm-hmm. else. And this is on you. I know you got that a little bit fuzzy, but now that you and I are processing, do you recognize actually your action is what offended somebody. Like the one I was talking about, I think a day or two ago was, you know, when I showed up late, the truth of it is I offended Linda.
Right.
Now I could rationalize why I didn't, which is what we typically do. But God says, no, actually you did offend her. And even at the level of, even if you're being tardy was legitimate, which by the way, it wasn't. you didn't call her. You didn't text her. Right. You didn't honor her. So this is on you. Okay. So when it's on me, and by the way, it's going to happen. I'm going to offend somebody. He said, this is what you do. So go to Matthew 5, 21 to 26.
Sure. It says, You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
26.
Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge and the judge hand you over to the officer and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny.
Yep. So he's saying very specifically, and he's implying, okay, you're a believer. You're operating as a believer. You could even be worshiping me. You could be praying to me. You could be abiding in me. And I remind you that you have offended somebody. In other words, they have an offense against you. You did something. And I remind you of that. Stop. And immediately go toward reconciliation with that party. And he says, and this is where the depth of scripture is so beautiful. He said, if you don't, you wind up in prison. And the prison is the burden of that, that you now have a relationship that is harsh and difficult. And because you did it and you're not working toward resolving it. And now it's going to be a burden to you. You're going to be in prison, and likely you're going to have the other person remain in prison because they probably don't even know this. And the truth is that I want to resolve it so you go to freedom. That's what he's trying to say. How beautiful it
is.
He said, okay, so what do? You go be reconciled. Okay, so I caused a problem in this situation I talked about with Linda. You know, God says, you know, you offended her, and she expressed that. So I know it. Okay, my role is, okay, you know what? I'm going to go and process truth with you. And since I offended you, and God says I've shown you that, and you know it, and I knew it. You know, it wasn't fuzzy. Okay, honey, I'd like to talk about this. You know, what do you think, feel, and believe? And then I completely understand, you know, your position, and I admit, openly admit, I offended you. And what I did wasn't right. And I'm so sorry for what I did. It wasn't right. Would you forgive me? Now, what I've done is I admitted the truth.
Right.
I admitted my sorrow for that. I admitted I did it. I'm honoring that other party who knows I did it, by the way. I'm sorry I did it. Would you forgive me? Now, interesting enough, it shifts back to Linda.
Right.
Because she has to say yes or no. See, and if she could say, I'm not sure or no, well, there's nothing more at the moment for me to do, but you got to go process that.
Right.
Because truth, remember, we're headed toward resolution. Now, keep thinking this. I can get it resolved for me. Ideally, if we're going to be reconciled, it has to be resolved for both parties.
Right.
And when I've offended somebody, I got to initiate it. I got to admit it. You know, would you forgive me? Generally, they say yes. Okay, now. Okay, good. Now, are we reconciled yet? Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's another question. Given what I did, what would you like it to be like going forward? And she would say two things. She would say, well, one, I would like you to work better at honoring when you say you're going to do something for me. And if you say yes to that, I'd like you to have that yes be yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know potentially there'll be, you know, there could be traffic. There could be some things that happen. I understand that. But generally speaking, I would like you to get better at that and honor me. And then I'd have to process that. And we could say, okay, what do you think, you know, what do you think would help that? Because now I need help. And she would say, well, my observation is that you schedule too many things.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't leave room for things, you know, going longer, or you schedule it too close to when you got to be somewhere, particularly with me. So maybe you should rethink of your schedule. You know, okay, all right, I'm going to go work on that with God. And by the way, that's one of the things that did
happen. Which takes a lot of humility and heart for you to receive that as well.
Yes.
So you've got to be walking with God for him to help you receive that as well, right?
Yeah, because if I'm walking with God, I have a heart for truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, is that really what's going on here? I mean, yeah, Rich,
mm-hmm.
you're way over scheduling stuff. And you're late for meetings. And every time you're late to a meeting, you disrespect everybody that's in that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to reshuffle how you do stuff. And, okay.
Right.
Now I got to go work with God to work through that.
Right. Right.
And come to a conclusion about that. Say, okay, I can do that. And then she would say, so first of all, you got to work at getting better at that. Okay, I will. Now, by the way, I have to practice that. And she has a right to hold me accountable to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I said I will, but I don't.
Right.
It's that I really do. And then two is she would say, when a situation arises that something comes up, a traffic jam or an accident, or you're at an important meeting and you can't get out of it, I would appreciate you honoring me by communicating mm-hmm. to me. So I have another alternative, or at least I know if you would do that. Okay, I can do that. Particularly now today with, you know, text and cell phone. So, okay, I can do that. Now, so I've admitted my position. I said, this is on me. Forgive mm-hmm. me. Yes. Now, what does that look like going forward so that I can not repeat it, basically?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I get better at this? And now she has a right to hold me accountable to that. And now she would say at that moment, we're reconciled because I agree with the resolution,
mm-hmm.
with the solution. Now we have to see how that goes.
Right.
But at least she says, we're good. I was upset about that. I'm no longer upset about it. Thank you for spending the time with me. Thank you for the commitments you've made. We're good. And mm-hmm. we're reconciled back, you know, to oneness. And God, you know, led me there. Okay. Now, well, how do we handle those that hurt us?
Mm-hmm.
Go to 2 Corinthians 5, 12 to 21.
Sure. It says, for we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, and if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Yep. So, you know, and when you think of just listening, the theme, are you in forgiveness? Are you mm-hmm. in forgiveness? You know, are you in forgiveness? So that's always the first question is, and remember, forgiveness between me and God. I've released mm-hmm. I've released the burden that they have to do anything. I can get it resolved without it. And I've given them the opportunity mm-hmm. to process with me to get to reconciliation.
Right.
And he says, that's what Christ does. You stay in that same spot. And I'm giving you the ministry of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, people aren't reconciled. With who? With you. So you now take on that ministry, and you move toward reconciliation. And he said that the word that he used there is you become an ambassador.
Mm.
Now, by the way, he said you got to really understand this, and that's why these words matter. If you're an ambassador, who are you ambassador for?
You are truly representing God, just like an ambassador represents a country that he is for. You know, you are ambassador of God, so you're representing God in this situation.
So you're my ambassador, and the ministry is on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Why? My heart is for this person to reconcile with you.
Mm-hmm.
And as they treat you, they're treating me.
Mm.
And if they are willing to do it, they'll be reconciled not only with you but with me.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if they don't, they're not reconciled with me either.
Right.
So you're my ambassador. Okay. Now, if I'm an ambassador, who do I get my marching orders from?
From God.
Yeah.
but from the person in charge, from the king, from the president,
yeah. So
whoever
you're
representing.
You are representing me. That's going to present truth.
Mm-hmm.
And your role is to invite people to that truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you how to do that. And by the way, can you do it with honor and respect?
Mm-hmm.
If you do, then you can go ahead. If you can't, I'm not even sending you to that yet because you and I aren't free yet with your heart. Okay, I am. Okay, now I'm going to tell you how to do it. Now invite them to speak truth and process mm-hmm. the truth. Would you be willing to come and process the truth? And the first thing is either yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I would. Okay, I'd like to talk to you. Or I'm not talking to you at all. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any interest in processing with you. I'm going to just keep being self-centered, and I don't care if it hurts you or not. By the way, that's where a lot of family members wind up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk about it at all. I don't care. I'm not going to deal with my stuff at all. I'm going to just keep whacking you. And so no, the answer is going to be no. Okay, we have to talk about what we'll talk about next time. What do we do with that? But now they say, okay, yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to. Okay, if they're willing to, what do you do? Speak the truth in love.
Mm-hmm.
And say, so if Linda, on the situation I described, let's say she came and said, Rich, what happened yesterday really hurt me and offended me. Would you be willing to talk about it? Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Her heart's in forgiveness. She can talk about it with honor and respect. And she would say, I'd like you to listen
mm-hmm.
to what happened and my perspective on what happened. Okay. You know, you were late. I was worried. I was frustrated. I had no communication. You disrespected me. I felt demeanored. All the things that she would say.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my truth, and I'm not yet even saying attacking you. I'm telling you what you did offended me, and here's
right.
why it offended me. And see, that's important, by the way. So if she started it with you did this, this, and this, and I'm really upset with you, and don't you ever do that again, and
mm-hmm.
well, we're not really talking truth; we're talking solution. And she's doing it with anger.
Right.
Well, that's not going to go anywhere, even though it's true, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So she would say, I just wanted to help you understand how I felt when you did that. And that offended me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. And she could reflect it, and there's no trouble with it. And now I have to respond to that. Okay. So what you said is what I did offended you because, yes. Now my response to that is the next issue of truth.
Right.
I can say, oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. I realize what I did, and oh my gosh, I can appreciate what you're saying, and I'm so sorry that I did this, and I would like to work through this with you. Or, remember, you're going to speak the truth that's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I could say, well, yeah, but I was in an important meeting, and you should put up with my important meetings, and so what that I offended you, and I've come to a rationalization, mm-hmm. and all I'm doing is defending myself.
Getting defensive, yeah.
And trying to prove why it really wasn't, when underneath it all, regardless of what I did or didn't do or how I did it, it offended her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had a heart for Linda, I would care about that.
Right.
If I don't have a heart for Linda, I don't care about that, and I'm gonna spin it. Mm. In a way that says, well, you should have known.
Justifies your
You should have known better. Why didn't you call me? How come you didn't take an Uber home? You know, all of the spin that says, it's not on me, it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, people are super clever at that.
Right.
It's so clever. I'm actually impressed with the cleverness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody spinning again, I said, you did this. And they spin it in such a way, and they try to blame it on me, and they're so clever at it. My first mm-hmm. thought is, maybe it was me. or I recognize, wow, how clever was that? They just twisted mm-hmm. everything toward it. Okay, so let's say I approach it that way. That's my truth. Linda says, well, I understand all that you just said, but regardless, it disrespected me because I would like you to process that further because the truth is I didn't hear from you for an hour. You didn't show up for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of all the reasons why you just said, just that alone was disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Now I could spin it some more. And if I don't ever process the truth where I'm saying I'm willing to hear what you said, I can understand what you say, and I come to a point where I say, I'm sorry for what I did,
mm-hmm.
And I would like to work toward how can I make it right going forward, and could we go there? Because the truth has to resonate with me, the offended person,
mm-hmm.
to where I'm not sugarcoating it and I'm not stuffing it.
Right.
Well, whatever, you know, no. We have to go all the way with this because the truth is that what you did here was offensive and I'm angry about it, rightly so. And I'd like you to consider that. And then that's the point that I have to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
And now either I do and we reconcile.
Right.
Or I don't. Even though I said I'm willing to talk to you, I don't really get anywhere with it because I'm not ever willing to process what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am saying I don't care. Okay, now we're not reconciled. Next time we're going to talk about what do you do with that?
Right.
And we're going to talk about a couple of different scenarios here. But the ministry of reconciliation, you can't force reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
You can invite people to reconciliation. Why? Because that's how God does it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a process of truth? If we can get to the truth, we'll be reconciled.
Right.
If we can't get to the truth, we're not going to be reconciled. However, I can still resolve it for you.
Right.
And that's going to be cool.
And we can still walk and live in peace and live in forgiveness without the reconciliation.
Correct. And we can be in freedom. So we'll talk about that. Because remember, we're talking about our thought life.
Mm-hmm.
And the burden of our thought life. And when we have conflict, that tends to burden us a lot.
Right.
And God says, I can resolve every relationship you got. Don't worry. And it's all of them and 100% of the time. And by the way, you're going to have more. You got to learn this because I want you to live a clutter-free life, given that you're going to experience this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about some important truths here. So Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for the fact of if we're the offending, we've offended somebody, that we're to go and seek forgiveness and reconcile. If somebody's offended us, that we are to invite them to talk truth and process and see if we can come to a place where we really can be reconciled. And you're going to show us the answer to that. As an ambassador, we're not actually focused on the outcome. We're focused on more representing the opportunity. And so we just pray that we'll learn that and that we can live in freedom as we understand it further. We thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I know all of this section, as we talk about forgiveness and reconciliation, everyone I know, myself included, always has opportunity to put this into practice and really to just allow God to do this work. And so it's such useful conversation to have. So thank you for your wisdom. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we would love to help you navigate that. We'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.